First, second, third, whether it be I, you, or... Hi, James from Ingvid. Today, I'd like to teach you about the first, second, and third pronouns. Well, subject pronouns, to be exact. And what do we mean by first person, second person, and third person? A lot of students have trouble with that, and that's why they use the pronouns incorrectly. This is a very simple, straightforward lesson, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's go to Mr. E. As you can see, he's standing on the podium. A podium is a box you stand on when you want to speak or when someone has got a position. Like in the Olympics, they get first, second, and third position. So they stand up on a podium. E is on the podium with all three medals. Well, there's a reason for that, because you are important. And when we talk about subject pronouns, we're going to see how the first, second, and third person works. Ready? Let's go to the board. I mentioned Mr. E was wearing all the medals, and you're going to probably ask why. I'll show you. When we talk about personal pronouns or subject pronouns, the speaker is important, and who the speaker is speaking to is important. And this is how we can tell if something is first, second, or third person. Let's take a look at the first case. When I speak, or when E would speak, and I speak with friends, it's called the first person. And this is where we use for the singular, I, and for the plural, we. Because I am involved in the speaking. I am speaking with a group of people, or I am personally speaking. So we use I and we to say first person. Okay? When we talk about the second person, it's when I speak to you. Or I am speaking to a group of people. That means I, remember E is wearing the medals, I am directing my speech to somebody that I'm speaking to right now. I'm talking to you right now. Now you, if you're watching at your house, I'm talking to you. That could be one person. But really, we know I'm on the internet, so there's thousands of people watching. But I'm speaking to you as well. So I am important and I am speaking to you where I direct my speech. And that's why we call it the second person. The second person in the conversation, you might say. It could be one person or a group of people. And in this case, we use the same pronoun, you and you, to talk about you. I'm directing my speech directly to you. Good? All right. Let's do the third person. The third person is when I speak about something or someone. You can think of it as they're not directly involved in the conversation. I could be talking about it. That's the third person. Or I could be talking about he or she, as in the third person. So this is when I speak about someone or something. For the singular, we have he, she, and it, because we do talk about things. For the plural, we say they. Cool? Great. That was a simple lesson. Let's go do a quiz on it. Are you ready? Ready for the quiz? Now be very careful, this is a two-part quiz. First, we're going to fill in the blanks with a proper or appropriate pronoun, okay? Then we're going to try to see, is that a first, second, or third pronoun? That'll be the second part we do. Are you ready? Let's try this quick quiz. Something, am talking to them later. What would that be? Correct. I am talking to them. We know this because the am is there. So that means the subject is speaking. Okay, the subject is speaking. How about the next one? I saw them yesterday and blank said they were going home today to see their families. I'll give you a little bit of a hint here. We have them, they, and there. That's right. These are all plural words. So we can make a safe guess that this would be they. In this case, I am talking about them, not to them. Try and remember that when we do the second part. If I am talking about them, what does that mean? Number three, blank are the type of person that makes friends easily. Okay, well, we can see it's one, the article says one type of person. So we have a choice between I and you. Well, I don't think I'm talking about me. I think I'm talking to you. I think you're the friendly type of person. You watch Ingvid, you got to be a good guy or girl. So you are the type of person that makes friends easily. So this case, I'm actually speaking to you. Once again, try to remember what case that would be. First, second, or third person. Going to be tested shortly. And finally, something is a very nice sunny day today. Oh. Do you know anyone named Sunny besides Sunny Crockett from Miami Vice, which is a long time ago? I don't. No hippie babies. So I think it must be, it is a very nice sunny day today. And it is a thing that we talk about, right? Because it, like a chair or a pen, cannot have conversation with me, so I cannot direct my conversation. Now let's go back to the second part of the quiz. Now we know the proper pronouns. If I am actually speaking or talking, is this first, second, or third person? Correct. It's the first person. When I'm speaking with my group, or I am speaking, it's first person. What about the other one? I saw them yesterday, and they said they were going home to see their families. In this case, it seems like I'm speaking to somebody about something. If you remember, in the third person, we speak about things or people. This is a plural one, but it still becomes the third person, because they are not here, so I'm speaking to you about them, and it is a plural or a group, so we must use they. What about number three? You are the type of person who makes friends easily. That's right. I looked at you when I said it. I'm directing my speech at you. You're in the room with me. So that would have to be the second person in the conversation. And remember, you is used for both singular and plural, so that doesn't matter if I'm speaking to you. That's right, John, in Abercrombie, United States, or the rest of you throughout the world. I'm still talking to you. You're my audience. And number four, it is a very nice sunny day today. Do, 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 do. Well, that's describing a thing. A sunny day is a thing, not a person. I can never speak to it. And because it's not a girl or a boy, we use the word it. So that would make it, boys and girls, the third person. So we've done a quiz or a little test to check that you know the correct pronoun to use and how, looking for plurals or whether it's something, not a person. And then we actually learn how to identify first, second, and third person. You've done a great job today. You're first in my books. Ouch, I know that hurt. Hurt me to say it. Okay, but I want you to go to www.ing-as-in-english-vid-as-in-video.com where you can do the real quiz, dun, 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 and make sure you've mastered this. And once again, thanks for being a subscriber. We love that you come to our channel. And don't forget to subscribe. So it's there, 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 or there. Thanks a lot. Bye.